To the 8th episode of Too Cool for Podcasts. I am your smartest host, Daniel Lee. To my right is my protege.
How dare you?
How dare you talk to your master that way?
Huh? You didn't even pronounce it right.
Whatever. Who cares about proper
Anthony,
pronunciation?
Anthony Barola, that's who I am.
That's you. Tell the people. And to my left is the man of the hour.
Why is this guy the man of the hour?
Laren Baroldi. Because he's just a man wrapped in mystery, like a hot dog wrapped in bacon.
But that's not mystery. He never talks. We don't know what's in a hot dog.
He never talks. And people are like wondering, why is he on
this? Because less of Laren is more of Laren. He's that kind of guy.
That's true. And more of Laren is...
He just nods. I just insulted you, Laren. You don't agree to that.
It's true.
He's an honest man. An honest and modest man.
There we go.
All right. So today, what I have for you is that I compiled a list of movies that will be coming out this year.
A very sorry list.
It's an awesome
I don't even know
list.
What's on it, but it's I just know I'm not going to like it already.
Well, you don't like good things. So, you know, you hate most of life also. So it's expected that you hate everything that comes out of me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of excrement, so yeah, definitely.
Especially my excrements. All right. So I'm going to be going down the list by when they are coming out, when they're premiering.
Yeah, that's great. But what else do we have in store for today's episode?
We're also going to be talking about a couple of news.
Oh, my God.
Headlines.
Yes.
The stuff that make...
A couple of news. That's at the end, obviously.
Yes.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about... Obviously, you got your anticipated movies down. You just said that.
Yes.
And then also, we have to worry about our five favorites that we're going to do. Not of movies, but of something else.
Five favorite snacks.
No.
What are we talking about?
We already talked about this production meeting.
Superheroes? Yes. All right. Superheroes. Fine. I figure five snacks. That's pretty good.
And then we got a surprise debate for both of us that we don't know what it's going to be about. We'll figure it out.
All right. And then you never know when that's going to creep up because it's all organic on this show.
Oh, yes. Anyway. Yes. So you want to get started with your lame list of movies to expect?
So here's my best list of what I anticipate this year. First one, we have Stand Up Guys.
What?
Starring Al Pacino and Christopher Walken.
What is this? Like a geriatric comedy? I don't understand
what we're watching. No, Stand Up Guys is basically about...
A mob movie for old people?
It's basically a mob movie.
But is it a comedy?
I would say it's like a mixture of a mob bucket list.
A mob bucket list?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Because... Basically, Al Pacino was the fall guy for this organization, so he goes in jail for like he goes to prison for like 15 years.
Oh, is there a trailer out, or are you just read
there is a trailer.
When does it come out?
February 1st.
Oh, I haven't heard anything on this movie yet.
I saw the trailer recently too, and then I thought it was interesting enough to be on this list. So Al Pacino is the fall guy. He goes to prison for 15 years. And then he comes out, Christopher Walken goes to pick him up, but he was also given an order from the top, who is actually being played by Salamanca from our favorite show.
Hector Salamanca? Yeah, I don't know his real name.
Yeah, nobody knows. but we know him when we see him. So, yeah, he's actually at the top. He tells Christopher Walken to kill him by 10 o'clock that night.
Uh-huh.
And Al Pacino already knows this. So he's like, okay, so when are you going to do it? So he says at 10. All right, so we're going to do... some stuff before before 10. So they go and then do these like crazy adventure things until then.
And then he's okay with him killing him?
Not really, but he's also kind of like buying time and then trying to convince him not to do this.
All right.
So I thought that was a premise.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm, you know, put it on my top list of movies I expect to see or I'm excited to see this year. I don't know about that.
I am very excited.
That's weird. All right.
You're weird.
It's the first I'm hearing of it, so you're obviously not that excited.
And the next one is A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, come on. Another one of these movies?
Another? Don't you mean, oh, yeah.
No, I don't. One of these movies. I meant what I said.
No, you don't. You don't know what you mean.
I know exactly what I mean.
If you meant what you mean, then you would have a wholly different
tell
response.
Tell me about this new Die Hard movie.
So, Bruce Willis.
I saw the preview for this. Why don't I,
John McClane.
I saw this preview. It's not.
Meets up with his estranged son.
They go to Russia,
son.
Right? They go to Russia. Yeah, they're in Russia.
Yeah, but it's basically a buddy cop with a twist.
Buddy cop that is his son?
Yeah. It's his son.
Buddy cop movies are so like 80s and 90s. It doesn't really fly
Bruce
right
Willis
now.
Is 80s and 90s.
Bruce
Matt.
Willis is 80
and
or 90.
And he still makes it cool.
Oh, my God.
And that's right. Coming out on February 14th. Which is a surprise to me because usually one of these come out around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big summer blockbuster.
That's not a big summer blockbuster. That's probably why it's coming out in February.
You're not coming out in February. All right. Next one on my list is Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods.
Oh my. Is this a feature film
in
theaters?
Yes.
This
in
is in
Japan.
Theaters. In Japan doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It totally
this is
going to
be like a direct
what,
to DVD release.
What, you
want to
totally
here,
ignore
right?
everything that comes out in Japan then?
Whoa. Don't go so extreme,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
we have
as far as
Japanese
films go,
listeners out there.
As far as films go, a cartoon from Japan, we anticipate.
Yeah.
That's in your top 10 list.
Yeah.
A cartoon.
Yes.
Listen, I love Dragon Ball Z as much as the next guy, but I'm not going to sit
obviously
there like on
not,
hands. And,
because I am the next guy.
I'm not just going to like sit there like, oh my God, I can't wait till this movie comes out. It's a cartoon for crying out loud.
My legs are shaking from anticipation
your
right
legs
now.
Legs are shaking because you're scared of me.
No, I'm shaking because I also have to go to the bathroom, but that's beside the point.
Oh my God. Okay, I saw your post earlier,
yes.
right? The piece that you wrote on
yes.
toocoolforblog.com.
Yes.
Where you talked about this movie and then you quoted that Wikipedia page, which is, you know, ever so valid, right? Why would this movie be on your top list unless you're 8? I gotta understand.
Now that's a little bit rude. People,
oh come on, nobody.
We grew up with this show.
What adult besides
we
you?
We grew up with this show, man. Like, what 8-year-old is anticipating this?
You know what? Actually? You know what adults anticipate?
What?
Besides shows that they grew up with. Shows that they grew up with that get turned into movies, but live action movies, not like cartoon movies.
But it's been 17 years since the last animated movie.
We've already seen so many of them.
And Akira Toriyama is actually involved.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who wrote the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I couldn't even pronounce that name though. I don't think anybody understood
you.
What you just said.
That's
like, really.
On you, Akira Toriyama, AKIRA.
Yeah, even spell it. It's a Japanese name.
TORI. YAMA.
Edit this out, please.
Edit him. Hate him.
Go ahead. All right. So tell us the rest of this list because I don't even want to hear about
that's coming out on March 30th.
Nobody cares. Go ahead.
So if you want to come to
nobody
Japan
cares.
With me
keep going.
To catch
keep
the premiere,
going. We're not even
going to
be able to watch this movie. Why is it even on the list?
Hey, man.
We're not going to be able to watch this movie. Why is it on the list?
Well, if we go to Japan on.
You,
the
I made you cut it down to 10 and you still kept that movie
then,
in there.
You know, like we'll travel around
this,
for about
this doesn't
a week.
Make sense. We're not going to Japan, dude.
Why not?
Let's go.
It's
give me your
great tour spot.
Give me your fourth movie.
It's
is that
a beautiful
the fourth?
Country.
No, third or fourth? Fifth?
All right. Next one is Evil Dead.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Evil Dead.
Now
I
we're
just
talking.
You just saw the trailer right before we started this podcast.
Yeah, that was cool.
What did you think about it?
That was cool. I don't have much to say about it. See, I didn't watch the original. You know, you told me this is a remake, but then you said, oh, they're making it a lot more serious because I asked you about it and you said, oh, it was originally a B movie, right?
Original was yes.
But I thought it was zombies and you said no.
No. It's more like
I said,
evil demon possession kind of thing.
But like a hokey one?
The first one, like, well, they intended it to be like a straight horror flick, but like with the budget constraints, they couldn't do what they envisioned, so it became a campy thing. And then in the second one, they just went straight up camp and redid the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess for the new remake that's coming out right now, it's sort of like a spiritual successor to that vision that they originally held.
Uh-huh. So this movie, which looks ultra serious.
And ultra violent.
Yeah. Oh, graphic. Oh my God. That, yeah. That,
it goes over the.
Yeah, it does.
There is no line in this movie.
There's, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I feel like we see movies, you know, once a month or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I can't say I'm overly excited about that.
But I don't think I've seen anything that go like so over the top
with
as
that
this
gore?
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I guess it's a niche audience though.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I know they're playing to that crowd too, because you know, the people who watch the original Evil Dead isn't like a big, huge number of people.
It's a cult movie, right?
Yeah, it's a cult market.
Yeah, so
trying to corner.
They're very esoteric, I would say.
But yeah, really gory. Comes with the seal of approval from the people who are involved in the original one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool, I guess, for people who are still kind of nervous about this
movie. When's this movie coming out?
It's coming out on April 12th.
Eh.
So not too far away.
Yeah, I guess. That's probably the better ones out of the ones that you mentioned so far.
They're all great. They're all grade A.
Oh, God. Okay. Next.
Next one is something that everybody is anticipating, or at least I should hope so. Iron Man 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The first of the huge summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
Comes out on May 3rd.
Yeah, Iron Man's always in May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like right at the border between like spring and summer.
Yeah, what do you have to say about this? I have like one thing if I can remember.
Oh, you may interject anytime you wish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, this was a topic I think we talked about before. I think we talked about it at the end of our second or third podcast about how the trend to make them more serious.
The trilogy.
That's what the trilogy effect. The trilogy and I guess the tone, you know, to make it a serious
the kind fall of the hero,
his rise, his ascension. It's totally getting overplayed right now, but but you know that's what I got from it, and I got the kind of Bane feel from Mandarin, mm-hmm. which I didn't like. It kind of just turned me off to it a little bit.
But as you mentioned before, like the whole puppeteering thing, like Bane being a lackey for somebody else. I don't see that happening for the Mandarin, so I suppose you might actually dig
that's,
Mandarin a lot
that's
more.
That's not what I was comparing, though. Okay. I was comparing more voice, like the way they made him sound, you know?
Yeah.
Like how Bane sounded like almost... He sounded... Like the way he talked was urbane. Like he was very smart. He was very sophisticated.
Yes.
But he's a brute at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But just the voice was just... what is this guy saying? You know, it doesn't, that bothered me. So,
but like
that's what I was talking about when I say tone. I compare him to Mandarin. As far as like how good a bad guy they are, I don't know.
I mean, they're both pretty bad.
They're bad guys, right?
Yeah, they're bad guys for a reason.
Yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I don't really have much to say on this. Did you have anything on Iron Man 3 though? Like, are we going to see Bruce Banner? He drove off into the sunset with
Tony Stark. Yeah, they kind of like buddied it up.
Yeah, they had a little
buddy
film.
Are they roommates now?
I don't know, maybe.
Pepper together. Potts is out of the picture.
I think that's probably the direction they're heading in this movie, is get rid of Pepper Potts. We saw that in the trailer, right?
Yeah. And then also, like, Don Cheadle was missing from the Avengers
movie. I read that.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that, but I mean, I read that they released in the comic, what he was doing, right?
Oh, I never read that.
Yeah, they released in the comic book what he was doing in that time, and they showed a little snippet of Tony Stark kind of radioing into him, and he's in Hong Kong, I guess, during the whole thing. During the fight in New York, remember?
Yeah.
I guess War Machine was in Hong Kong, so that explains where he was at the time.
Was it like a dire situation in Hong Kong?
Oh, okay. He was like fighting at the time or something.
I suppose Hong Kong, so he was visiting Hong Kong, like New York's getting blown too.
In the War Machine suit? Yeah,
he was. Hey, man. You don't need to set up any like travel plans if you have that.
He asked him. Well, he asked him how. He's like, "Hey, how soon can you get to New York?" He's like, "Probably not for like an hour or something like that."
It's like 3 seconds. All right.
So it explains where he was.
Catch up with you later.
So we do get War Machine in this one.
Yeah, and what surprised me is that I guess he's the one who's donning the Iron Patriot custom paint armor.
So
that we saw.
But
like,
I thought the Iron Patriot was a character in this movie.
Yeah, but for some reason, I could have sworn I read in a different article that it was actually Don Cheadle's character inside that armor.
Huh. Okay.
So that's another interesting point, I guess. Yeah. So that's going to kick off the Phase 2 part of the whole Avengers initiative thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we got three comic book movies coming out this year, right? Like three superhero movies?
Mm.
Marvel? Two Marvel, one...
three Marvel, technically. Three Marvel? With the Wolverine.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay, yeah. But Fox Marvel. Yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll just call that the X-Men
series. Yeah, yeah, sure.
All right. So next.
Crown that or anything. I don't want to crap on that. You know?
Yeah.
They had some great movies from Fox.
Yeah. I mean, like, they've been dropping the ball, and then, like, I say it's. No, actually, no. You're right. If the last one was X-Men First Class.
They've been doing, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, they've been picking up the slack after right. X-Men Origins.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Crap Wolverine story. The next one is Star Trek Into Darkness,
okay.
Which I know you don't care about.
Not at all.
And I recommend that you go and see the first movie.
How about you make me care about this movie?
How about... Oh, no. I'm not the person to come for that.
How about you do that?
I'm not the person
since
to come to that.
Since you're anticipating seeing this movie, everybody tells me this movie's great. Why don't you make me want to see this movie?
I am anticipating it, but I'm not the person who could articulate...
You can make them. Right?
I can't make
You can make
argument.
Our listeners...
It's just something I like, and I'm not even that hardcore of a Star Trek fan.
Right.
So, like, I can't convince, like, someone else.
So don't see it, guys.
No, but right? See it.
No, please.
Go see it.
You gotta convince us. Why am I gonna watch this movie?
Because it's cool.
Did somebody die?
Maybe.
People Does Spock die all die? The time. I heard Spock might die. Does he die?
Is like,
he
three die? Times?
Is he dead?
I don't know. I'm not involved in the movie, so I can't really give you an answer.
I don't know,
answer.
Man. I don't know if I want to see it then.
All right. So I'll go watch it first, and if Spock dies, I'll come and tell you. dies.
Then I won't need to watch it. I'll know that
I'll
he died.
Drag you to the nearest movie theater and then chain you to
Listen,
the chair.
I'm not paying to go watch this movie, okay?
I'll rob someone.
Oh, all right.
Cause,
as long as it's free. Robbery's a victimless crime,
shame
right?
Shame on me if it comes out of my pocket.
Of course.
That'll just spoil you if it came out of my pocket.
Is there anything else you want to add on this Star Trek movie that you can't recommend I'm getting a call here. Hang on.
While I'm anticipating it. And that's what matters.
Hey, I'm recording a podcast right now. I'll call you back, right?
Oh, great. Look at this guy.
Yeah,
him and his work ethic.
All right, later.
Hey, I'm Dan Anthony. I pick
go
up
ahead,
phone calls
go ahead,
whenever.
Go ahead.
Well, oh, is this your wedding?
Charging.
Oh, wait, can you halt the wedding while wedding. I take this phone call?
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know your grandma just died, but can you hold on the open casket ceremony?
You couldn't even
I need to pick up this phone
you
call.
You couldn't even convince me to watch Star Trek. Come on.
That's
you want me to hold
you're
for
rude.
That?
That's because you're rude.
All right. Is there a next movie we should be talking about?
Yes. Next one. Oh, boy. This is a good one. Man of Steel.
Okay. Okay.
And for those who don't know... That's
I think
Superman.
Everybody knows what that is.
Hmm.
Go Are you judging me? Is that a...
If you knew, then you'd be more excited.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know so about that.
Well, why should I be excited for this movie?
Because Man of Steel.
Fat pause to think about your answer. Is that
the definitive
that was?
Superman oh. origin story? Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Your boy, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe?
Comes out as Superman's actual father.
Russell Crowe?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Jor-El. And also, Kevin Costner.
Black name.
Comes out as his foster parent.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mr. Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about this movie makes me want to see it is what I want to know.
Cause, man, it's awesome.
Cause, man.
Zack
you sound
Snyder,
like you're high right
you
now.
You know he makes things look good on the silver screen.
Yeah, cinematography.
And then
great.
We also have Christopher Nolan involved.
But I don't watch those movies for cinematography.
Production.
Okay, but I don't watch those movies for cinematography. I watch them because I like the superhero. Why would I like Superman?
So, like, tonally, he'll
like
keep
a movie
things
about
serious
Superman.
And interesting, and make you actually care about the person. The
you
man,
sound like a first year college student.
The Man of Steel.
Okay. Who smoked a lot right now.
And you sound like a naysayer.
And they say, well, I just don't understand. I mean, we had this argument as well, I think on the same episode about why would this be dark? Why would Superman's story be dark?
Because,
I don't understand.
Man.
That's the opposite of who Superman man is right now.
He's
not that guy.
He's just this person, but he's basically
he's
like
not a person.
A walking
like a god.
WMD.
He's like a god.
But he doesn't view himself as a god.
It doesn't matter how he views himself.
He wants to be human. But he also wants to help people with the abilities that he's got.
Hmm. Say that again. Maybe you. Okay, go ahead. Maybe I like it. Go ahead. Say
okay,
that.
Okay. Let me try and rephrase that because that was kind of terrible.
Elaborate.
All right. So he's basically views himself as one of the humans, right?
You're saying he wants to fit in? No, I don't like it. Now I'm off. That's no, obvious. Everybody no, wants no. to fit in. That's
no,
stupid.
No, he's not a hipster. He's not a hipster.
He doesn't wear scarves or
wants to be human, but he's got all these like fantastic powers. And he also wants to utilize that power to save people, but he can't be who he is in front of the public. And that is the thing that he struggles with. But he is.
I mean, that's the stupidest.
You're stupid.
No. Listen, I like that. I like that premise. I'm saying that's the stupidest costume he has. Like the Clark Kent. Oh, glasses hides who you are. Come on, that's stupid. That's dumb. Right? I mean, there's just a lot of problems that I can't get over. That and the whole how is it still dark? Superman's not dark. Like, yeah, I understand that he wants to be human. I like that. I like what you just said right now. I never thought of it like that. Okay, he just wants to fit in. Yeah. But he's struggling because he's got that whole that's the typical superhero struggle.
Yeah.
So I guess as far as origins but go,
what differentiates Superman from the other characters is that he knows he's got these godlike abilities.
Yeah, more or less. I'd say the thing that differentiates him from these other characters is that he is a god, basically. He doesn't have a weakness. They had a weakness for him. They had something up, which is dumb. Yeah. I just don't like that idea.
But he's also burdened with a human heart.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, guys. We just had a technical difficulty here. So we got cut off during a heated argument over Man of Steel.
It wasn't heated.
It was pretty healed.
Healed or heated?
What? What did I say?
You said healed.
No, that doesn't sound like me.
Well, that's what's...
I said heated.
We're not going to be... Don't edit that out, okay? Let him be wrong.
I'm never wrong, so...
All right, well, anyway,
we were talking about
Man
of
Steel, and you said something about him being burdened with a human heart.
Yes.
And I think we got cut off right there.
Yes. So, what's your take on what I said?
I don't know.
It's still... You're still not convinced?
Well, no. That wasn't bad. It's not like, let's just say like my problems with it.
Yes.
It doesn't defeat my problems with it, but it gives me a new way to look at it, I should say.
I suppose, look, you know what I mean? I know the problems with Superman.
Yeah.
But also
the problem with the interpretation, which is the dark, you know, it's like, and it's trendy and that bothers me. I hate that stuff.
Superman just came around in a time when like the dual identity thing was just starting off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to get around the whole idea of him, you know, putting on the glasses.
Oh, that bothers me too, but that's not my biggest thing. That's just dumb. That's my opinion. That's just dumb.
But we'll see how this film handles that, but it's really a very difficult. It's hard to convince people. I understand that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's don't confuse that as with my biggest problem with Superman. My biggest problem is that he's perfect. That's my problem. And that he's not dark at all. That's my problem. So it's not the whole glasses thing. That's just dumb, like I said.
But if you go back and read a lot of like different graphic novels back in like the 90s and the 80s, he's not always a chirpy guy either, like in a lot of different interpretations. Like he knows he's perfect, and then at times he's struggling with himself because he's also like sometimes holding back his power.
Mm-hmm.
Because like if he just went full on against certain villains, then they'll just like explode upon impact.
That doesn't help his case. Because to me, if he's strong enough to just destroy him on impact, then why doesn't he? He'd be doing the world a favor.
Because it's man, just,
that's, I mean, that doesn't make him like complex.
Everybody
all
has
that's like
the
trying
right
to make
to
him
trial.
Complex after. Like to me, that's like putting a Band-Aid on an axe wound. That's like you messed up so bad by making him that perfect that you have to like try to make him complex by having him pull back during
fights.
Superman
just go around punching villains in the face and causing it to explode, and we'll put all the lawyers in the world out of job.
That's my thing. Like he's that strong to do that. So why would you make him hold back?
Because he's not Kira from Death Note, okay?
So we're not going to agree on this. That's just dumb. You don't agree? That's dumb.
I don't agree. I don't think Vigilante should go around killing people.
He's a hero, isn't he?
Yes, he's not a Punisher.
God. He's like a god.
But he's not Punisher. But he doesn't place himself above other people.
It doesn't matter if I'm saying his powers.
I know.
So it doesn't matter if he places himself above other people. His powers, that's not That's not fair.
But if he goes over that line, then people are going to start seeing him as a threat.
But there's no reason. But like, he doesn't want to be Phil. Why should we like? I don't understand why we should like him. Because what makes a superhero likable is, one, that we can relate to him, or two,
you
that
can relate he has to weaknesses. Superheroes who punch he has a weakness. People to death.
No, that's why I hate this guy. Period. I don't like his character.
All right.
So you're making me defend Superman somehow? Not at all. Not going to happen, buddy. Superheroes should be relatable, and they should also have weaknesses. Okay,
he has
not
weaknesses.
Made up weaknesses.
He has weaknesses.
Because you made him so perfect that you had to come up
he's
with something.
He's weak to Red Sun, Kryptonite,
which doesn't exist.
And magic.
Doesn't exist. Arguably exists.
So
you go to magic school, I guess.
Technically, Chris so. Angel could get an upper hand on Superman. All right.
All right. Great. So I'm okay,
mind freak.
I'm officially not excited about this movie again.
I'm officially.
You had me for a little bit. Now I'm not.
I'm
at
officially.
All.
Think you're dumb. We I'm gonna go on the record
always
as saying
not that. Oh, I'm glad our producer agrees. Go ahead.
Yes, our producer also agrees.
Next movie
with my point.
Next movie.
And he'll also next. Be in the line to watch Man of Steel with me.
No, I think he's gonna all let right. you buy the ticket
next
and then just come in.
Is This Is the End?
Is that yep? What is that?
This Is the End.
I don't know what
that's the new post-apocalyptic comedy. With Seth Rogen, James Franco, I think Michael Cera's in it, Danny McBride,
yeah.
Jonah Hill, that whole gang,
that whole group, that whole like crew. Judd Apatow group almost.
Yeah,
you know?
Basically. But what the interesting part of this whole thing is that they're actually playing themselves within this setting.
In the end of the world setting?
Yeah.
Well, so at least they have money. Yeah. They can do whatever they want, right?
Yeah. Well, the money is worthless in the post-apocalyptic world. So
yeah, but I mean, like, say if you guys were all starting out at the starting line, and one person starts with like a jetpack, that's probably better than the other person who doesn't have a jetpack. So these guys with
this
money
begs the question: do they
start
have
off,
jetpacks?
I don't think they're real. But this guy who you know, these guys have money, so they're obviously starting off unfairly. So they still have an advantage.
You're right. They could over, throw like, that us. Money at people. Do some real damage.
I guess.
Or
very,
buy some bricks
literal,
with that money.
It's a very literal use of the
and
money.
Throw that brick at people.
I suppose.
Yes.
I haven't seen the trailer for this, though. But those guys are in it, so I'm excited. Sure.
Me neither. But like, I read the synopsis and everything and the people involved in it, and I was like, yeah, I'm down for this. I'm down for this ride.
I love the end of the world, and I love comedy.
Plus,
so.
I didn't want to fill my list with just like comic book adaptations and remakes. So it
doesn't
made
matter.
My
it
list.
Can't improve your list anyway. List is terrible. Next,
it can improve because
next,
it's already
perfect.
Because
it's that good. Nice twist. All right, next.
Yes. All right. After This Is the End, I had to take out Monsters University, Kick-Ass 2. Oh, we have Pacific Rim.
Over Kick-Ass 2?
Yes.
Why? Because you like big robots?
Yeah. I like big giant
unabashedly.
I like big giant monsters and robots that go around defeating them.
Okay.
All right. And then
it looked cool. I saw that trailer,
it
right?
It looks awesome, but like it's also cheesy in an awesome way. Like that they had like 12 different people operating as operating the robot's legs and then they're
this
all
is
doing
the, okay,
the same
yeah,
motion.
This is the one that reminded me of Evangelion, that one anime you showed me back in like 2004.
Yes.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah. Right.
Classic.
Yeah, that is kind of cheesy, by the way. Not the Eva thing. I mean,
yeah.
What you said,
but
the way
but
it
looked, the, yeah.
That just would look funny.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But like, I guess it takes about like 200 like men crew to operate one big giant robot. And I feel like this is like just one step
yeah.
shy of having
that checks
an
out
actual
with my math.
Voltron movie.
I don't know what
maybe
that is.
In the nearest future. Voltron?
I'm not from the 80s. I
you
don't,
kidding me?
I didn't watch Voltron.
You kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch Thundercats.
People,
didn't watch Growing Pains.
If they
didn't watch
drinking water
Valvedere.
Right now, they just
spit it out
right now. They're like, who the hell is this guy who's never heard of Voltron?
No, I've heard of Voltron. I just never watched it. I didn't say I didn't hear of it.
What? That's even worse. Stop digging yourself this hole, man.
What is Voltron?
Voltron. Five
robots.
Mechanical lion robots that combine into
like
a humanoid
Rangers?
Robot. What? How
like a
dare
Power Ranger?
You? This came way before Power Rangers.
So that's why I didn't watch it. I grew up in the 90s. What do you expect from me?
I expected more.
Oh, you're disappointed?
Yes.
I'm sorry to let you down.
I feel
guy.
Like a father who just found out that his son.
Don't even say. I don't know what you're going to say, but don't even say.
Hates baseball.
For the record, I do hate baseball.
I do too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I what I meant to say was basketball, but I was severely disappointed by that sport lately. So, yes, not something I want to go over. But Pacific Rim, Guillermo del Toro is in charge of it. He's the director.
Oh, he is.
He's a busy man. That's
a weird movie for him.
Sci-fi-ish, like crazy visuals.
That's be more of a like horror
near
kind
his
of
territory.
Horror movie kind
he
of guy.
He also did Hellboy.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Yeah. Like big budget, like sci-fi kind of adventure.
Yeah, all right. When does Pacific Rim come out?
Pacific Rim is coming out July 12th. And I also want to give a shout out to Mama that's coming out in January 18th.
Yeah.
I decided not to put this in, but I'm looking forward to that
big
as well.
Big month for Jessica Chastain.
Yes.
Zero Dark Thirty.
And big year for Giant Robots. I feel like they finally got a voice in.
Is there Transformers coming out or something? Or?
No. Pacific Rim.
That's
Come
it?
Come on, man.
Yeah, but that's only one. You say big year. Like, there's only one movie so far.
You only need one good one.
All right. Well, we don't know if it's going to be good yet.
Hey.
Mom, Guillermo I'm just del saying Toro. It might not be good. That's all I'm saying.
Guillermo del Toro. I believe in him.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Next one I have for you is Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Nodding my head.
I know.
Right now.
I know what you want to say about
Hell
this
yes.
movie.
Hell yes. Oh because, no, that was the side point. Super excited about this. Right. Finally, like 7 years later, right?
Yeah. This has been in production hell for a very long time.
The first one came out in 2005.
Yeah.
So.
And then there were immediately like rumors going around that
I'm
there
pretty
will
sure
be
Jessica
a
Alba
second
looks
one.
Like Bruce Willis did back then. Now I'm pretty sure that's how old they are now. I mean, it's been 7 years. Come on.
But she still looks pretty young for her age. I don't know.
Most
if she decided to
do.
If she decided to come back, I think I
Is
would
she
buy.
Back?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I know Bruce Willis will be back. The Hardigan character.
Yeah, I know. Even though he died.
Yeah, but
this is a story focusing on Dwight, right? This story is focusing on Dwight, who's Clive Owen.
Clive
Finally
Owen's
a good
character.
Movie for him.
Yes.
Finally. It's been a long time.
Your boy Clive Owen finally gets his due.
Oh, man. It's been so
been
long since he had like a watchable
so
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those. Was it a Shooter or something? Or?
There was that one movie
the one
that
Paul
I remember.
Giamatti with the carrot, eat your vegetables.
Shoot him up?
Yeah, shoot him up. There you go.
No, there was,
oh, he makes terrible movies lately.
That was a terrible movie, but I also enjoyed it for its campiness.
Yeah, I know. I think the last movie that he made that I liked was probably
Closer.
Derailed. Derailed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Closer was before Derailed, I believe.
Derailed was like 2007?
Six, no? I think it was six.
All right.
I don't know. We could have our fact checker find out. He's texting anyway.
All right. Clive Owen, your boy, finally back, but probably
and Dwight
not
was probably
for,
his awesome. I mean, that was an awesome.
Not
character.
For too long in that movie though.
But I thought this movie was like about him.
Yes, but the thing is,
or about the
you never read the graphic novel. And
no,
that's
no, of course
unfair.
Not. Don't look down on me. How dare you?
it's unfair.
You just rub my head right
like,
now. I might as
no,
well.
No, you idiot.
It's okay, little man.
But in the graphic novel. Dwight actually gets plastic surgery, and that's how he turns out to look like Clive Owen.
Oh, so before that, he didn't look like that guy? So,
yeah, and this is where I'm segueing into the whole JGL thing here, is that...
What?
I think he was supposed to be playing the pre-op Dwight.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I could be wrong, but I think I read it somewhere that it was going to be him.
Okay.
Because I know like he was casted for a lead role in here, and most of the lead roles are coming back too, like Mickey Rourke.
Right. I know the Japanese girl isn't coming back. I heard because she got pregnant though.
Yeah, and then they got another Asian
yeah,
girl to
they
play
replaced
her. I
her.
Wish I knew what her name was.
I don't know. I don't know her though. I remember reading. I just don't know who she is.
Yeah, I can't recall.
Rosario Dawson's coming back, right? They got someone to replace the late departed... Michael Clark Duncan, God rest him. And then...
Oh, Brittany Murphy was also in this movie,
yeah,
right?
She died too.
Damn,
yeah.
This movie was such a long time ago.
I know. But yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited about this movie, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. One thing you're probably not excited for is the fact that JGL is probably in it.
Are you prodding me to... give you a little shout out here in your article that you wrote.
This is the verbal kettle prod.
Right, yeah. If you guys go to toocoolforblog.com, you can find a piece that Daniel Lee wrote.
An awesome piece.
About the oversaturation of JGL in the marketplace, in the movie place right now, in movies in general.
Yes.
I read it once. It was, you know, it's all right. But the point of it is it's pretty spot on. It's just that we are getting a bunch of JGL. And even though we like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know.
I don't know if he's making roles just for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. Is he an Oscar guy yet?
Like,
I don't know. Is he a Golden Globe guy yet?
I mean, at first it was just
Christopher Nolan, right?
Yeah.
Nolan was hard on him, and then so was it Mark Webb, the guy who was Mark Webb, the guy who did 500 Days of Summer, or was that somebody else?
Yeah, you're right.
That was Mark Webb. Yeah. He kind of brought him to the big, to the forefront right there.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it's been like, you know, go. He hasn't stopped. Yeah. He's like a Mike D'Antoni offense.
Yeah.
So I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Me too.
I liked him as a young guy too, when he was,
love him.
When he was Cam.
Third Rock from the Sun.
And Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun. And then also when he was in, what was that movie? 10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. He was great. Yeah. I loved it. I've always liked him, but, I'm getting too much of him now, you know?
Yeah.
Way too much of him.
But like, I mean, I'm happy for him, but I just don't understand like what the big wigs at the top see that we don't see. Like, because I still don't feel like he is one of the top Hollywood lead actor.
Well, they're making him that, and he's doing okay, you know? Like, he's not...
He's been terrific as like a supporting role.
Okay, here's a question. Is it fair to say... Well, let me try to build something here. You say that you don't see what they see in him to make him get all these roles?
Yes.
Is he doing bad in these roles?
No.
No, right?
No, but...
Is he... Okay, go ahead.
But the thing is, he's getting so many love calls from all these like different studios is what I don't understand. Maybe if he got like a few phone calls for like a couple of lead roles, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, everybody's like clamoring to get him into their
picture.
So
it's not just like one or two directors. It's like
a slew
of directors.
Basically fighting over this guy.
Okay, so then that might eliminate my comparison because I wanted to compare him to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm.
There's been some buzz and some, I guess, dissatisfaction with the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio has not yet won an Oscar. When I heard that...
Tragedy.
When I heard that, I wasn't upset at all. Because...
I'm upset now. I want to cry.
Well, my question was, what has he done to earn an Oscar? Which movie? Like, yeah, he's established, right? But what has he done to earn an Oscar? Now, the thing is, I can compare him to Joseph Gordon-Levitt in that, you know, he's solid in every movie. Very solid. No problem with him. But is he going
to
win one?
But I feel like Leo has proven himself to be the actor that could carry a movie already. And,
but you don't think Joseph Gordon-Levitt has? I mean, 50-50 was pretty damn awesome.
But these are also like, I don't want to be reductive, but they're not the big budget Hollywood blockbuster type of movies.
So you think he can, but not all of Leo's movies are big budget Hollywood blockbuster movies. I mean, The Aviator wasn't one and he carried that one, right?
Inception
was, but
Titanic.
But I don't know that his character carried it
the
because
beach.
We love the side characters in Inception as much as the beach. Shut up. We love the side
what's
characters.
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
That's as, what I
you said.
Said
heating.
What's eating?
Whatever. We love the side characters in Inception more Michael than we loved that guy's character, didn't we? Like that. Honestly, a lot of people were like, "Oh, I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt now. He's
even
awesome in this movie.
I love
Tom Hardy.
Him,
you know,
but I didn't understand like." Like the buzz around that either. Like
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah, he was
oh,
solid
it's
in
he
that
talked
role.
With a deep voice like this. Like he never talked like that before or something, you know? He clearly had a stage voice going on right now.
Well, he did have the best action scene in that movie, but like that
yeah,
wasn't
that was
anything
cool.
to bring him over the top above like guys like Tom Hardy or Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie.
A lot of people liked him in that film. I don't know. But I mean, like I said, you know, you say that Leonardo DiCaprio can't, you know, can carry a movie. Well, he didn't carry Inception. He did not. That had a crap load of good characters, good
yes.
actors, good actresses
yes.
in it.
Yes.
So what can he do that Joseph Gordon-Levitt can't? And what do these guys deserve? You know, do they really deserve
but
an Oscar?
Leo has also been in this business for so long. And then, you know, you just feel like he's probably due for one
I'm
by
gonna,
now where
I,
he is
here's what
in
I'm
his
gonna
career.
Say. Here's what I'm going to say. The...
JT yeah. is still young and spry.
No, he's not. I mean, they're pretty close in age, if I had to guess. He's been, okay, if they're not close in age, he's been acting almost as long. Because Third Rock from the Sun was like mid-90s, wasn't it? And What's Eating Gilbert Grape was like right before the mid-90s. I'm guessing 94. Fact checker, seriously, do some work here. Do something. Check these out.
Yeah.
Check these out.
Yeah.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? When did that come out? What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Come on.
I'm guessing 94. Guessing 94.
I'm guessing... 74.
Yeah, right. So, and what? Titanic was his first movie? 95? Our boy? That was 97, dude. 93 was What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Mm-hmm. December 25th.
That was the first, oh, so barely 93. I'm going to say 94. I'm going to round up. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was in Third Rock from the Sun. When did that come out? 94 or 95? I'm guessing one of those two.
I feel like 97.
That late, really? You think so?
Yeah.
Damn, that would ruin my 96. Argument. 96. 2 years away. 2 years away. So he has not been in the business that much but longer.
Leo has started way earlier than he did.
With Titanic, and then he had a huge drop-off after the beach. He didn't start earlier.
He was a child actor.
Oh, when? And then like TV shows?
He was in Growing Pains and stuff like that.
Okay, but being a child actor, if anything, that should disqualify you because a lot of those guys don't end up doing that well. You know what I mean?
What is he disqualified from?
I'm saying that if anything, that should disqualify you from this, you know, from adding years to me? That. Because do we see Fred Savage? Do we see Ben Savage anywhere? You know,
are
do we
you
see Kirk Cameron anywhere?
Me to my closet?
Do we see a lot of these guys who were child actors anywhere? No, they become, you know, nothing because I don't know, for whatever reason, they become nothing. He took a break, I guess, or he just didn't pan out for a while. And then he came in, the Titanic, blew the whole world away, I guess. All the girlies loved him. He was in the beach. Then he took a fat break, right?
I think he took a fat break. Before Titanic, he was also in the Basketball Diaries, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
With Johnny Depp.
I didn't see that.
And I could have sworn a couple of people
dude,
were...
Well, we don't know that. We know Titanic. That's how we know him. If you ask anybody his first big movie, it was Titanic, right?
Yes.
Yes, first big film was Titanic.
The one that got him super noticed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was 97.
Now, there's no arguing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, he hasn't been in there that much longer than Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was also a child actor. Right? So, how are they different? How are the stories different? Why would you defend Leonardo DiCaprio over Joseph Gordon-Levitt? And the only thing I can argue for you is that Leonardo DiCaprio gets in one director, whereas Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets a slew of directors. That's the only thing I can argue for you.
I just feel like he's been in a lot more movies than Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So, like, and then he's been solid for, like, a long duration. So, like, maybe that's why people are kind of upset that he still hasn't gotten a nomination or whatever.
I'm not upset. He's got to earn it.
Or, no, actually, he's been getting nominations.
No, he got nominations. He just lost. He lost twice, I think.
Won.
He won a supporting one for What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But he lost twice, I think, in 06 and for The Aviator, I think.
With the advent of Daniel Day-Lewis coming out of nowhere, and he's like, "Yeah, you know what? I just want to sweep."
I do remember this, looking this up, and I was just like, well, it's no surprise he lost looking at who he was going against. He didn't earn it over these guys. So I'm not upset about it at all, you know?
Who do you think will win one first, JGL or Leonardo?
Lead role or supporting again? An award?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think that... wait, hold on. We got to find out if he won for 50-50, though. Did Joseph Gordon-Levitt win anything for 50-50?
Did he? Skype him.
He'll find out. If that, you know, should I wait till he answers that question?
No.
Because
no.
Don't wait? All right. Well, I think that he might win a supporting role. And when I say he, I mean Leo DiCaprio for Django.
Above Christoph Waltz?
Wait, who's... They all can't be supporting. Who's the main guy?
I'm pretty sure Christoph Waltz and... Leonardo DiCaprio got a nomination.
Yeah?
Yeah, for supporting.
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I mean, did you hear, by the way? I heard from one of my my friend at the blog that I'm the editor for, that he cut his hand for real in that scene, and he kept it going. Like, he cut his hand by accident, yeah. But he just said, no, let's just keep going.
Like, hey,
yeah, that glass cut that he had.
Very organic.
So, I mean, this is something
just
I didn't
like
know.
Just like this podcast.
This is something I didn't know the last time we recorded. And had I known that, I wouldn't have... not disparaged, but I wouldn't have been so hard on him, I should say.
You really weren't that hard on him.
Still, I guess I would have given more of his due.
I don't want to take anything away from you, but you're kind of like biased against him because of all the adoration he already gets.
Okay. Well, I just try to temper it, I guess. You know, that's how you would say it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm trying to be fair.
Yeah, no problem.
You aren't being too hard on him. And not that he would care.
No, of course not.
He'll just stuff his ears full of money and be like, I can't hear you.
Sorry, what?
And sorry, then what?
After this year with an Oscar. Sorry, I can't hear you. I got an Oscar in my ear.
But that's tough. I don't know if I would put him above Christoph Waltz.
Okay, because even though, I'm just going to say, even though I feel oversaturated with JGL as well, I'm still more inclined to pick him than Leonardo DiCaprio. Because I feel like he might have more range.
As a lead actor?
50-50.
He was nominated, but he didn't win, right?
No.
No?
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, he didn't win for 50-50.
All right. So well, it's all, still the fair question game was between those two.
Yeah, yeah. So who will win first? Probably Leo. Probably.
I think the Academy will also kind of see that.
Yeah, I think there's that groundswell of support for him.
Yeah.
That's kind of going to be hard to ignore after a while. So he's going to get that like Lifetime Achievement Award, basically, even though like, it's like
eventually you got to give them their due, like just like Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. Well.
But although that was a lot longer of a wait.
Yeah, that's not fair. And plus, he made better things than DiCaprio, you know, as relative to their professions, you know, their job in their profession.
Yeah.
Probably better than Leonardo DiCaprio ever did.
And as much as I want to defend Shutter Island, the guy's been kind of falling out. Yeah, what was his last movie?
I don't know. I don't. Right. I know it was very recent, though. All right. How many more do you have on this list?
Let's see. Oh, next one, Old Boy.
Oh, Spike Lee.
Yeah. There are things we could talk about with this film.
Mm-hmm.
We both seen the South Korean version of it.
Oh, God. I wish I didn't see it.
Did you like it?
It was great. I just wish I didn't see it.
It's a great movie that makes you very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes.
No rewatch value whatsoever. Not for me.
Yeah, not for you. But I understand why you can't watch it again. But
too tough, yeah.
I could keep watching
just
this
say
movie.
Like a part of me died when really that movie ended. I'm pretty sure.
Yes. And this project has been thrown between like directors and
it's
actors
weird that
involved.
I got to Spike Lee.
Yeah, and eventually landed in Spike Lee's palm. Also, Will Smith was rumored for like the longest time as being the lead actor for this movie, but that never panned out. Now we got our boy Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
As the lead actor.
I love Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Love that. I forgot who plays the villain. Do you remember?
No, I don't. I don't think I've looked up into it that much.
I'm calling for Javier Bardem. No. Let's reunite these two.
Well,
spark that magic that once was.
Yeah.
Between these two capable actors. But yeah, that's going to be something to watch out for just because how much I love the first, the South Korean version. And I would like to see Spike Lee's take on this.
Yeah, I might watch it, but I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm wondering how close like, he's going like to keep.
Looking forward to getting punched in the throat or something, you know?
But it's a.
Just hurts.
It's so awesome.
It just hurts, though.
But you're getting punched by...
Artistically? Like someone's doing a spin, a nice spin, and then a punch? Or
no, you're getting punched by someone you wouldn't mind being punched by.
That's not true. I hate being punched. That sucks. So I would not... I don't know. Like it's going to be tough to watch this movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do love Josh Brolin, though.
I mean, I have my reservations also because this is a tough movie to sell in the U.S. especially.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, I don't know what's there might be some omission here, like some of the stuff that they just can't do here. So it will be interesting to see like what kind of film it'll turn out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, or what part they'll focus on more, you know, like the sadness of it all or like the revenge part. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
That depends on Spike Lee, I guess.
I mean, I
he's definitely made some cool movies though. So
I trust Spike Lee.
Yeah.
He's a good filmmaker.
Could
I just don't agree with his opinions at times, but
that's,
the man is still.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that's coming out on October 11th.
That's the end of the year. All right, well, where's The Hunger Games? You're not excited for that? What is it called? Catching Fire?
That did not make my
list. What is it called? Catching Fire? You're not excited about that?
I still haven't seen the first one.
Oh, come on, man. He's Jennifer Lawrence. What does it even matter? Just watch it. Watch it. Jennifer Lawrence. See, this is the Battle Royale premise that we talked about last week. The Battle Royale premise. You're not going to watch that? You didn't watch that? Are you serious?
No, I still haven't watched it.
Wow, man. Aren't you the guy who showed me Battle Royale? Or was that somebody else?
No, you showed me Battle Royale.
Oh, well, never mind then. Well, that kills that argument.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
It's like the strangest lapse in your memory where you envisioned me being you.
It's a terrible visual.
It's like, didn't you eat cereal this morning? Oh, wait, that was me.
I don't do that often.
No wonder. Well, I have some cereal stuck in my teeth.
Well, dude, you got to watch Hunger Games, though. I mean, even though
eventually.
It's, you know, it gets the unfair rep of being a tween movie or something like that.
Yeah.
That's very much, you know, not. It's just because those, you know, it was written with kids, so. With kids in mind, but that doesn't make it a kid movie, you know? Kids was a movie written about kids, and that was definitely not for kids if you watch that movie.
Kids.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
How about Child's Play? What's that's that just made
a
for
play
kids?
On words. That's all that is. No, it's a horror movie with a kid in it. Or I don't know if we call it horror. What do you call that horror? Survival horror?
Kind camp of? Horror.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Because it's pretty campy.
Very. Yes. I guess scary back
but
then.
But the whole notion of a doll being able to kill adults.
Yeah, I know.
Even though you don't see it coming, it's still kind of ridiculous.
Yes. Well, dude, come on. Catching Fire. Dude, I'm super excited about that. I can't wait. I get to see Jennifer Lawrence in a movie again. What is that? November? Right? November?
Something like that. Yeah, you didn't write it towards down the end of the year.
This is terrible. Am I excited for Thor? No, probably not. But when it gets closer, I probably will be.
The thing about Thor is that the first film was pretty solid.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Surprisingly so.
I love this interpretation of Thor. But the director has also changed. Like the feel of it also... The look of the film from like all the photos I've seen looks a little different. I just don't see where
it's going.
Well, it's
hard to tell from photos, though. I don't judge it by photos because they got to do all their work for it, you know?
His costume's also gone into some, like, remodification.
He's a god now. I mean, he's a god. He's a king now, you know? Yeah, he's a king, isn't he? You know what? No. I heard... Sorry, no, he's not yet. Because Odin's still alive, right?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Odin dies in this one.
Don't kill off Odin.
Pretty sure. Okay. So, anyway. But we know Loki's back. Yeah, I'm probably going to be excited about that as it comes out.
It's something I'm not initially interested... I mean, like, excited about, but I'll eventually go and watch it.
Yeah. I'll say I'm probably more excited about that than I am, like, the second Captain America movie, to be honest.
That probably. Has one of the characters that I'm, like, really interested in, and that's what sparks my initial expectations for it.
The Winter Soldier? Are you talking about Bucky Barnes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like that character.
Well, here too, though, just to bring this up as well, mm-hmm. since you mentioned oversaturation and we're on the subject of comic book movies.
Yes.
I think that this past year was the height. You know, the zenith of comic book movies.
It set a huge bar.
And we'll never get there again. I think from here on out, it's going to be like,
maybe when the
another
Avengers
comic
comes
book
out.
Movie comes out. Ugh, another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, it's almost starting to trend towards that way. Like I'm starting to feel that. Where I'm not even excited about Iron Man 3. I'm not even excited about Thor. I'm not even excited about Man of Steel. Because so how many remakes can you make? You know? So they're going to tap this market until they, you know, bleed it dry. And they're going to drink from this milkshake. They're going to drink from that milkshake. They're going to drink all these milkshakes, you know?
So you're saying Daniel Day-Lewis is going to be Superman.
No, he would be a better Superman than anybody else. You know he would. Method actor.
Yeah, he is.
Hard to argue. Hard to argue with Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
You're making me pit Henry Cavill against Daniel Day-Lewis.
You pity yourself. You said that you brought him up, okay? I just made the reference to There Will Be Blood.
I just wanted you to agree, and then you made it into an argument.
My main point was that... You know, we're going to get tired of these superhero movies. They're losing value, every one that comes out, with every passing one.
For the general public, yes. But, like, for people like me who is, like, invested in, you know, comic book characters.
I still think you're going to get tired of them.
Maybe if they keep doing origin stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Spider-Man was too soon. You know, as much as I love Spider-Man, as much as I love, you know, Andrew Garfield, saying it was too soon. Way too soon.
Another guy who perhaps might be getting more lead roles in the near future.
Deservedly so. Did you see him in The Social Network? Oh my God.
I didn't like the film, but I liked his performance.
You're crazy.
You're the craziest.
All right. So, one more that I have. Are you done with your list?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Because it's terrible. Warm Bodies.
Best list.
Warm Bodies. Very excited about that. My girlfriend showed me the preview. And
you didn't
I was
see
like,
the
what?
Preview before that?
No, she showed it to me. She told me about it. She's like, oh, there's this movie about like a guy who falls, a zombie, who falls in love with a girl. And I was like, it sounds dumb. But then I like looked at it. I was like, well, that's pretty good.
Like,
I like it.
The only way I'll buy into this premise if it works as an antithesis to like the movies like that Twilight. Yeah.
I'm sure it will. I mean, it's definitely not as self-serious as those movies are, obviously, you know?
Exactly. It's basically a comedy. I mean, like, you can't make a
comedy
serious
love story with,
movie
in a zombie human
with
setting,
this premise,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also, I mean, it's also got that that feel of, oh, is this what I become when they become those skeleton guys, you know,
mm-hmm.
who are like the worst of the worst?
Yeah.
Instead of just like them who are not harmless, obviously, because they're zombies, but they're like middle ground kind of guys. I mean, and I think the same director from 50-50 is on this one. Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, it's probably not going to make a bad movie, right? If not 50-50, another movie that was definitely good.
Who's the main guy in this movie?
I don't know him. It's probably a new guy.
Okay.
I just know Rob Corddry and the bad guy. Who's the bad guy?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, this movie looks awesome. Comes out February what? The early first. February? Yeah, yeah, February 1st.
The earliest of February.
The earliest of February. Yeah, yeah. Great, 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 great. Can't wait.
Oh, man.
That's all I got for movies. Definitely not looking forward to Zero Dark Thirty. Don't watch it.
That's unfair.
That movie is unfair.
All right. We could go over your hatred of that movie.
When it comes out. When it comes out. Which is out. Like tomorrow.
All right. And the stuff that I didn't get to cover over.
How are we on time, Laren?
The Wolverine.
Sorry. How are we on time?
The Hobbit.
We're at 55.
Ooh.
Anchorman 2.
Yeah. Those don't matter. We're done with our list of. Yeah. I didn't expect it to last this long. That was terrible that it did. Let's move on really quickly.
Yeah.
Whoa. So.
Whoa.
Pick one. Whoa. How about you do this? Pick one from your list, and we will debate. And I will throw out one of my movies that I can't wait to see. Should I do Hunger Games? Should I do Warm Bodies? Which one should I do?
I'm gonna go with Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball. Come on. Are you kidding me? It's a kid. But pick a feature film that comes out in this country, please.
All right. What would be interesting for me to
not about do? A debate. Pick which one do you actually excited to see? Don't
the most don't excited? Lie. The most excited?
Yes, that's the point of this. Why should we watch this movie that you're so excited about?
Man of Steel.
Yeah. So
you're
gonna put Man of Steel versus should I do Hunger Games or Warm Bodies? Probably Hunger Games. I'm doing Hunger Games. Okay. I'm saying it's not Hunger Games. I should stop calling it that. All the tweens who listen to us are gonna get mad. Catching Fire.
It's not. It's not.
That's
you
the
idiot.
First one.
God, do you all even right. read?
Catching Fire.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you're gonna watch any movie this year, I know you're not gonna listen to me anyway because everybody's excited about Man of Steel, even though we've seen it done a million times. Watch Catching Fire, which you've never seen done. Never seen that done before, okay? Catching Fire rests on the premise of, yes, there is a rebellion, you know, brewing.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to see, which is not necessarily a good thing, but we get to see, you know, what life is like in when civilization breaks down. So when they put you out there and
like
then, you
we
know.
We haven't seen that before, but go on.
Lord of the Flies. What else?
On.
What else? Go you know, on. Only in iconic stuff. On, what? What are you talking about? The show?
Yeah. Walking Dead.
Oh, come on. This is not done well, though. And all the stuff that it is done in, well, we like, right? So why wouldn't we like Catching Fire?
Go on.
Jennifer Lawrence, trump card, drop the mic, walk away. You cannot watch, you cannot not watch a movie that Jennifer Lawrence is in.
Well, so which one is it? Not or not?
It's not, so you have to watch a movie. It's double negative in language equals positive.
Oh, why even bother putting both not-nots?
For effect.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Seems redundant.
We have to watch this movie.
And unnecessary.
Okay, and by we, I don't mean you and I. I just mean we as a people have to watch this movie because Jennifer Lawrence is pretty dang amazing. So she's probably going to do better in this movie than anybody in Man of Steel is going to act. I'm probably guarantee that.
Whoa.
Except for, I love Amy Adams though.
Whoa.
But her role is probably
Russell Crowe, Kevin Costner.
Okay. What's the last good movie Kevin Costner did?
Greater than Jennifer Lawrence.
I guess historically. But not the way their careers are right now.
Factually.
Hers is trending upward, you know?
But not that upward. Jesus Christ.
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
she's
is.
Not overtaking anybody.
No. When you say not that upward,
maybe
like
Henry
she's,
Cavill,
on,
but
she's on her way. She's already past. Who's Henry Cavill? She's already past Henry Cavill.
He's the Man of Steel. Who is Jennifer
Lawrence?
Who else
is he? Who else is he?
Who is Jennifer Lawrence?
Who else is he?
Miss Little Bowman?
What?
What?
I don't even know what that means.
She shoots bows.
She's not a man.
She's not gonna... a bow girl?
I suppose.
That sounds
yeah.
even more ridiculous.
She's Primrose Abigail, yeah.
Bow Girl.
She's also Silver Linings Playbook.
I feel like you should watch
she's
The Man of Steel.
She's also Winter's Bone.
Because.
She's also Mystique.
No matter how well Jennifer Lawrence acts, she can never shoot down Superman.
Well, nobody can shoot down Superman.
It's ridiculous.
He's invincible.
That's
it's
why
not fair.
He wins.
Why would we watch this? Then why would we watch wins. It? It's not even fair.
And Catching Fire? My God. Do you really want to catch fire? Have you ever tried catching fire?
Obviously, that's not what the book is about.
You can't try putting a bag
what
over
kind
a fire.
What argument is that? Do you really want to be a Man of Steel? You
yeah.
wouldn't feel anything. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I never get grazed by bullets anymore.
They just hit you and fall off. Yeah, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, that might be great.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you were a soldier only.
I could walk into a war zone and eat a sandwich. And
you,
I'll
no, you're
come
a Man of Steel. You can't move. You're just steel. Doesn't
of course
make sense.
I can move. My muscles made of steel too, so I could bend.
So they're just steel?
Yes.
So they don't move, they're steel. Steel doesn't
no.
move.
Everything about me is steel. Anthony, let's revisit this Catching Fire business.
Oh, why? Because you don't like
burns.
It being twisted on you? You don't like
third
it being twisted
burns.
On you, is that why?
Now, With a third degree burn, you can't move at all either.
You can. It's just very, very painful.
You're just going to be in the hospital bed forever. And
forever? What? It's not like paralyzed.
You might as well be.
Oh, my. Even if you want to have that argument, okay?
You don't want to catch fire.
Semantically, catching fire does not mean you have to be on there for, you don't have to be on fire for an hour. You can be on fire for a minute. You can be on fire for a second.
Abstractly.
You're catching fire. Oh, catching fire right there. No, then it's out. Just like that.
You're weird.
You brought up this argument.
What's wrong with you?
You brought up this argument.
How does this
okay?
even make any sense?
So all
people
I'm saying.
People don't go around catching fire.
People don't go around being steel either. It's the same argument. Just used against your stupid movie.
Fire. Steel beats
steel beats
fire.
What? You make steel with fire. You don't understand. You need me to be you, okay? So you need catching fire to be Man of Steel. You need it.
So now let's go to the Netflix pick of the week. Now that I won that debate. I'll go first.
I don't think I've watched anything new on Netflix since I've started watching more It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, do you want to recommend something you've watched before?
Oh, I feel like that's cheating though.
No, it's not. Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's cheating. That's why
no,
you do it too.
Cheating is something you do.
What? Define cheating?
With a mistress.
Well, that's not the only definition of cheating. What if you're a woman?
You have a mister.
So you're married?
What's the opposite of a mistress?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. But as far as Netflix pick of the week, no, I can't think of anything besides.
Oh, Boy Toy.
No, I didn't watch that.
No. That's the opposite of a mistress.
Oh, that's not what Boy Toy means, you weirdo.
What? I can't think of anything closer than that.
That's not our fault. It's your education failed you. Okay.
Whatever, that's not my fault. That's Obama's fault.
He wasn't president when you were in school.
Whatever.
That's your answer? Wow,
that's President
really
Clinton's fault.
It really failed you.
Clinton's fault.
All right. Netflix pick of the week, why don't you go? Since I apparently don't have any.
Netflix pick of the week.
I do have one, Angel. I've been watching a couple episodes of Angel, that show. On Channel 5 back in the day, Joss Whedon.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. Oh, it started off very well.
A successful spinoff from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's something we get a lot. We don't get a lot of successful spinoffs.
Yeah.
And that was just as strong, if not stronger, than the original show
that
it was based on.
I like the tone of it much better.
Much more serious, yes.
Yeah. It seems better written at times.
I guess. Yeah. No.
More tightly written.
That's not fair because it's the male lead, though. So.
I don't
know. Probably predilection towards that.
I'm not taking anything away from Buffy.
That's why
Sarah Michelle Gellar was
instead of a movie that has a lead female
catching
actress
fire.
Like Catching Fire. So.
Why do you want to catch fire?
you
catch bad
catch
guys
fire.
Like Man of Steel. Anyway, my Netflix pick of the week is no, it's not.
Go on.
You're lame. Burn Notice.
Oh, that thing that you wrote about?
Yes.
I didn't read.
Yes. You never read any of my
I
articles.
Just read earlier. Talking about. You watched me read your article, or it's not an article.
I don't
you
know
watched me read
I,
your thing.
I don't know if I did.
And I told you it was funny.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
No problem.
As long as you have something good to say about it, then I understand.
That was funny.
All right. Burn Notice, it's about a spy who got burned. That basically means he's been fired. He's no longer
that
affiliated with the government, mm-hmm. which means that he's also his identity is also no longer protected. Under the government, which means everybody he's worked for or
gotcha.
He did some bad yeah. things against, they'll be coming to get him.
Right, right, right.
So
he's expendable.
Yeah. So
like
he's
umbrella
stuck in
workers.
So he's stuck in Miami, and he gets with this
it's
crew.
A good place to be stuck.
Yeah, and then so like he tries to find out who actually burned him, and in the meantime, he's also working with this crew to help the weak, basically. When they're being blackmailed or like their like one of their loved ones are being kidnapped mm-hmm. or whatever, and he utilizes his connections and what he knows from having worked as a spy for
yeah.
so long. So it's pretty cool. I really like the fact that there's no like high-tech gadgetries in it. It's all basically what?
Nothing. Go.
So he could basically God.
What?
You smirked. Stop smirking.
Just go.
Anyway, like he's really resourceful, so he could actually bluff his way out of certain things.
Uh-huh.
He could like use household appliances to create a distraction, basically, to get out of, like, hotspots.
Yep.
So, yeah, I really recommend it.
All right.
Bruce Campbell's in it.
That about does it for us, right?
Yes.
I guess I just want to end this. For this is Anthony Barola signing out. Okay, I just got one question for you.
What?
Why would you want to be burned? Boom. Drop the mic.
What?